Kowalski, what's our trajectory?
95% certain this will end in massive, flaming disaster.
And the other 5%?
Irrelevant, sir.
Greetings, everyone. I want to let you know that we had some technical difficulties during the show. Skype dropped out on us a couple times, but we were able to pull it off. Also, the photo walk-in challenge we discuss will be posted on our Facebook group page. You can go to tinyshutter.com for links to our page or type facebook.com/groups/tinyshutter. Here's a classic commercial. Enjoy the show.
Meet the Swinger, the incredible new Polaroid Land camera for $19.95. It talks to you. Swing it up and take a look. Then turn the knob until it says yes, right in the viewfinder. Okay, you've got the right setting. 10 seconds later, you zip off a perfect black and white picture. The Swinger freezes action. It's always in focus. And it gives you beautiful close-ups. Incredible, especially at $19.95.
Hey, meet the Swinger. Polaroid Swinger. Meet the Swinger. Polaroid Swinger.
It's more than a camera. It's almost alive. It's only $19.95.
Swing it up. It says yes. Take the shot. Count it down. Zip it off. Hey, meet the Swinger. Polaroid Swinger.
This is episode 135 on October 15th, 2015.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira. And did we lose Matt?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? I have no idea what you just said because I keep losing the connection.
Yet. Oh, no. I think it's going to be one of those days, but we'll get through it. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good, Joe. How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing all right. We were having some audio technical difficulties earlier, but I think we've moved past it. So hopefully this isn't a trend, but... other than that, I'm doing good. What you been up to lately?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just a little bit of photography this past week.
And, oh yeah.
Yeah, I've had some stuff to share on the Facebook group and Instagram, and been trying to really get my photo collection in IM rocking and rolling.
Uh-huh.
I've got, I don't know, probably close to 25 or 30 pictures in there so far. And nice. I have like, I don't know, 23 of them, I think, in the marketplace, and like 7 of them are picked up by Getty so far. So that's
nice.
That's good. Yeah. So I have like a...
Explain a little bit how that works.
Well, I guess IM has an affiliation with Getty. Getty Images, and so whenever you get a photo like accepted into the IM marketplace, then I suppose Getty takes a look at it to see if it's something that they would be interested in having in their little, you know, stock photography collection.
Uh-huh.
And then basically, if so, then they just send you an email with like a link that you click, and it just brings you to a web page where you just have to accept their terms.
Yeah.
And if you accept their terms, then you're good to go. And, you know, sometimes you get emails like from IM if there's like a photo that you submitted that has like a person in it, or like a identifiable like
brand
property or landmark or something, then they'll ask you to like submit, you know, a model release or a property release. I actually have like 2 photos that are like pending because they want property releases, but I would defy anybody to look at the picture and know exactly where I took it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're literally pictures like from when I'm in my kayak, like out in the middle of a lake. So I don't even know like how you would you know, go about getting a property release, and one of them is like the Cleveland City skyline. So it's like, you know, what do? I like ask the mayor if he'll sign a property release for the city of Cleveland? I don't really know.
I was going to say you need a property release for the state of Ohio.
Yeah. So, you know, other than those two little hiccups, and it's not really a big deal, but I don't know. I think it's pretty exciting, and hopefully it leads to some, you know, to some sales or whatever, and puts a little bit of spending money in my pocket or something. And so I've kind of have like a self-imposed project now, which is basically to go through my computer in all the folders where I have my iPhone pictures saved.
Yeah.
And kind of dig out all the best pictures, and then I'll put those all in a folder, which I'll then sync to the Photos app on my phone, and then I'll just kind of go through those as needed and make any edits, you know, if I feel like it needs edited. And then, you know, one by one, I'll start uploading these to IM and see what happens.
Nice. Very nice. I was glancing around and I saw one of your images that I wanted to ask you about. It looked like it was early morning and there was some fog or steam coming off of a stream or some sort of a brook. And I want to say this was done 5 days ago. Or you say,
yeah, that was last Saturday.
Okay. Explain this photo, because it's really I love the colors and everything, but I have something to say after that.
Okay. Well, basically the story with that picture is just I actually woke up like pretty early on Saturday to go to the car dealership to get my oil changed.
Uh-huh.
And turned out the car dealership's service department didn't open as early as I thought they did.
Oh.
So I had like 40 minutes to kill. And I didn't really want to go back home, because I figured if I did that, then it would be unlikely that I would leave again to go get my oil change. So I thought, well, I'll just like go take pictures. And I ended up going almost home. So I went to this park that's not too far from my house. And there's a really nice creek that runs through the park. And the sun was just coming up. You know, it's really only a few degrees over the horizon. So it was still like that really nice early morning, super orange,
yeah,
you know, color and everything. And then obviously it's autumn here in, you know, in the northern hemisphere, so you know, the leaves are starting to turn and everything like that. So it was a cool morning, and it must have been, you know, to the effect where the air temperature was lower than the water temperature.
Right.
So you know.
Oh, no. I think I lost you.
Hello?
Oh, there you are. We lost you for a second.
All right. That was weird. I don't know what happened.
So you said that the water was a different temperature than the air.
Yeah, the water temperature would have been like a higher temperature than the air. So, yeah, like the slower moving parts of the creek had this you know, really nice misty fog kind of hanging out over it. So in any case, I did a bunch of pictures from like upstream, which the sun was like sort of almost at my back. And then I started working my way downstream, and that's when I noticed if I got a little bit downstream of the fog to where the sun was more towards where I was shooting almost into the sun.
Yeah.
That's when you could really see the fog like a whole lot better in the picture. And it's funny because the picture you're talking about where I shot that, I had to actually walk through this really tall grass.
Uh-huh.
And the tall grass was covered in dew.
Oh.
And I was absolutely soaked by the time I got done taking pictures. And then I ended up going back to the car dealership, and they probably thought, like, what in the world's going on with this guy? Like, my pants were just drenched.
Oh, wow.
But it was worth it. You know, I got a handful of good shots out of that little, you know, whatever, 20-minute photo session. So it was pretty good.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, I know about that. I work outside. And sometimes if it's just right, your feet can be soaked all day long. Ugh. Yeah, Mark and I were talking earlier, and we said, you know, we're talking about your images because they're so nice. He said, all right, Matt is banned from saying anything bad about Ohio because apparently he's got some awesome shots from over there.
Oh, yeah, he made that comment on another picture that I posted a couple days ago.
Yeah, very cool. Well, I haven't been doing, you know, too much in the way of creative photos, but just been, you know, getting a lot of my children and trying to capture their, them growing up pretty much. And so I've been doing a little bit of that. But I did, I think it was this last Friday, I got my hands on a 6S. I hadn't played with one yet, and a friend came over and he had it. He went from a 4 to a 6S, and he was really thrilled with it. which I imagine anybody who does that would agree. But so we decided to do some photo comparisons, and it was interesting. He downloaded PureShot. I had it already on my phone, and we tried to duplicate what we were looking at with the same settings. And to be honest, there wasn't that much of a change between the 6 and the 6S that would have warranted me switching. But definitely for him, going from a 4 to a 6S was a huge improvement. I had to say it was very nice. It was fast, but it wasn't, if you're going from a 6 to a 6S, it wasn't really that much of a difference. I do have to say, the faster speeds, the 12 megapixel wasn't that different, but it's something to look forward in the future to see what they'll do and go from there. So I haven't tried a 6S Plus, and so I can't compare what those look like side by side. But it was pretty neat. You still like yours? Matt, you still there? All right. You should hear me now.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, that's better. All right. All right, let's go ahead and segue, because I think we've just killed our conversation that we just had. All right. So sorry about the technical difficulties, everyone. We're just dealing with Skype. Apparently, this has been a bad week or month for Skype. They've had issues on other podcasts also. So we'll try to work through this. All right. I wanted to bring up Facebook and their community on Facebook that is, I have to say, awesome, and kind of makes me jealous because of the awesome images that are being posted. And we've had a lot of new people join, and their contribution has been amazing. We have, I was going to say, wow, that covered bridge, Matt, is awesome.
Thanks.
I was like, we have pictures. Let's see here, Greg McMillan, has been posting some awesome images. We have Michael Ulrichs. I think I spelt that correctly. Let's see. Tara Elliott has been posting some pretty nice images. Roma Robbins, Pete Donovan, you know, a lot of people here. Let's see here. I think we have just a wide array of images, and people are you know, saying what they did, what apps they're using. And if you guys are listening to this and you haven't joined our Facebook group, you're missing out, because I am simply amazed by the quality of images that are being posted to our group. It's very inspiring, I have to say. And, you know, I was telling this to Mark today. I said, I kind of feel inadequate.
No. You know, everybody has their different thing, you know, that they photograph, which is what makes the group so awesome. So,
yeah,
you know, I think everyone should just contribute however they can, really.
Yeah. We even get reviews of apps now. Pete Smart did a review. No, I'm sorry. Was it Pete Smart or Lane? Where is it? It's somewhere down here. All right. I'll find it. But, you know, we had been, you know, wanting to crowdsource reviews on apps, and it's very difficult for us. Yeah, Richard Lane, he did one on, let's see here, which app was it? He did a panoramic. He was using an iPad mini. He was using Photoshop Express. He was explaining his image on what he had done. Let's see here. Yeah. And you know, we can't review every single app out there. So, you know, if you have a app that you like, you know, write a little review. Tell us why you like it. Or if there's an app out there that you don't like, tell us.
Yeah, I mean, that accounts for just as much as telling us about an app that you do like.
The last thing you want to do is buy an app and then not like it. So,
hey, it happens plenty of times.
Yeah. A lot of shots in here that are done, have great, explanations, even different variations. There's the three leaves, the black and white, which is beautiful. And even the color version is beautiful.
Yeah, that's, Barbara McFerrin.
Yeah.
It's different, you know, that's something different from most of the pictures in the group. It's creative. I think it's awesome. And yeah, the black and white version is great, but the color version is pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a testimony to beauty is in the eye of the beholder, because a lot of times, you know, I would do a black and white and I thought, oh, this is great. And then somebody say, well, what does a color version look like? And they go, oh, I absolutely love that. You know, in the black and white, you're subjecting your audience to your vision of the image. And the fact that the color is not there gives it a, you know, a cloud of mystery around it. And the color one is absolutely amazing in its contrast, because it's still a black background, but these bright red leaves, it just almost, you know, it jumps right out at you and you can't take your eye off of it.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I won't be surprised if maybe I copy off this.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there I've noticed that there's been a lot more of the slow shutter images, a lot of moving water. Yeah, Greg McMillan and Barbara. McFerrin have posted some beautiful images, almost surreal, I have to say, in the way that it almost looked like somebody had taken a what's the brush that's used to make people look more beautiful on Photoshop? It's
I don't know.
It's like
like a smoothing brush.
Yes,
or something?
Yes, like a smoothing brush, and taken and just done it to the did it to the water, whereas the app, you know, does it automatically, and creates a focus and a blur and a focus and a blur throughout the image. That, you know, the blur is something there that'll grab you, but then the stuff that's in focus, your eyes lock right onto. So these are really good images. And I have to say, if you're not on Facebook and if you're on Facebook and you haven't joined our group, you're missing out. So,
So actually, this is kind of straying just slightly, but on the topic of slow shutter cam, if anyone listening to our podcast has a iPhone 6 Plus or a 6S Plus and you're using slow shutter cam, and you're using your phone on a tripod, I would love to hear what you're using for a tripod mount.
Ooh.
So that's something that I still need to acquire. So like right now I'm basically have it kind of narrowed down to two that I think look really good. So I'm trying to decide which one I ultimately want to get. One is called the ShoulderPod S1. And that one I like because it basically uses like a little thumb dial kind of to adjust the height of the clamp. So it doesn't really work with springs.
Hmm.
So it just seems like it'll be a lot more secure. And I don't know, just the design of it's kind of snazzy. You know, you could use it as like a stand, like on your desk or whatever, you know, to prop your phone at an angle. And then they have some other little accessories, like a little extension kind of thing that you could just screw into the, you know, the quarter 20 socket to use it as like a hand grip, you know, for if you're shooting video or whatever. And I think that's kind of neat. And then there's another one that it's more or less the same idea, but it's called the Reti Cam. It's R-E-T-I Cam. And it's like the extra large smartphone tripod mount. And it's like the same idea. It's just a slightly different design, but it looks pretty beefy. So I'm trying to decide between one of those. But if anyone's using something for one of the larger phones, I would love to hear what it is and what you think of it. And maybe just post something in our Facebook group and let me know.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's the other thing too. If you have a specific gear that you know, want to show other people, or if you have a question, a lot of times people will get right on it and give you an answer. It's a great resource for, you know, finding that stuff. So we'll have that in the show notes, and we'll post it on Facebook too. And that way we can try to, you know, find something for Matt.
Yes. Find me cool things to buy.
Yeah. All right. Let me do this. Let's jump into a focus point.
Focus point.
All right. So we have been charged with an assignment. Mark says, hey, let's try to get a photo challenge going. So I said, all right, let's see if we can crowdsource some suggestions. And so I want to let you guys know to send us a message. Give us an idea. We want to know what either a unique or simple or even a hard photo challenge you have as an idea. Send it to us. And, you know, we'll try to figure something out too. But we want to start creating lists of ideas. That way, each week or every other week, we can go ahead and try to set up a photo challenge. And you can post it on Instagram or you can post it on Facebook. You know, we'll just see what we can do with it, because I think we get stuck in a rut sometimes. If in life things kind of get in the way. And so sometimes we need a incentive to be able to go out and do stuff. Wait, boudoir? What?
Is that not a good idea?
I don't know if I would be able to accept that challenge. But you know, stuff like that. Let us know what you think is a good idea, and I think we should have a photo challenge segment each week or every other week, and choose something and be able to do it that way, because I need the challenge. I need somebody to say, hey, let's do this, and I will jump on it. The boudoir maybe might be a little difficult. I don't think my wife wants to do that, so so let's brainstorm a little bit right here. We're going to throw in the chat channel also. We've got a good group in the chat channel. What should we do? What should be our first challenge? Light painting in the bedroom. Thanks, Craig.
This is not going well.
Macro. Wait.
In the bedroom.
In the bedroom. Oh, if you guys aren't listening live and you haven't experienced a chat room, you're missing out. I do have to say, macro. That's one that we've done before, but I think I am up for the challenge on that.
I think that's supposed to be the current challenge, actually.
Right. The bedroom or macro? About. Oh, is
it? Hopefully macro.
Well, let's, do you want to do macro for our first challenge?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, done. We're going to do macro. All right. So what we'll do is we'll post on Facebook the weekly challenge, and it'll be macro. And what we'll try to do is, with that post, insert our images into the comments. That way we keep them kind of contained and they're not going to be all over the place. And also I think we'll try to come up with a hashtag for Instagram, and you know, probably do like a TS. I'll come up with something. Make it not too difficult. And we'll try to keep track of that too. I wish sometimes that we can do a thread in Instagram to be able to keep track of some of the stuff, but we'll get a clever hashtag for that. So cool. All right. If you have any suggestions for it, please let us know. Go on to Facebook and submit your challenge, and we will go from there. Any thoughts, Matt, on that?
Yeah, Greg's got a perfect hashtag for Instagram for our challenge right now, Tiny Shutter Macro.
Let's go with that.
I like it.
Done. All right. All right, Matt, I think we need to jump into post pick of the week. Oh, wait, hold on. There's one other thing that I was going to bring up. Oh, yeah. Mark wants to do a Tiny Shutter photo walk, and not particularly one as an entire group, but a photo walk in your area, and try to do like the international photo walks that happen, you know, so you can say, hey, I want to do one in my area, and if there's people in your area that want to get together, that's great. Get together and do it. Or, you know, you'd be like me, the only one in South Carolina that would be like, yeah, I'm doing a photo walk by myself. Or you can invite friends too. But we were thinking the 1st of November and possibly a Sunday. So that would probably be the 6th. Or something like that. November 6th.
Well, November 6th is a Friday.
Oh, sorry. November 7th. Yeah. Thank you.
That's a Saturday.
Dang it. November 8th. Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Sure it does, because November 1st is a Sunday.
Oh, it is a Sunday.
It's okay. Calendars are tricky.
I know. Yeah. You know, did you ever wish Craig happy birthday?
Oh, my gosh. We haven't done that in a few episodes, I don't think.
And his birthday passed us already. So we got to keep doing this until his next birthday.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sure he's got one right around the corner.
Yes. So we'll put a post on Facebook also about a photo walk. And we'll get Mark involved in the directions and all that. And then we'll go from there. So, yeah. Oh, Craig says he's old. He's 30 now. That's not old, dude.
Well, when you're 30, it's old.
Yeah.
When you're older than 30, then you wish that you were 30.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I can't complain. I'm not that much over 30. I'm closer to 40 now.
Yes, you are. Because I'm the same age as you.
Oh, that's right.
And it hurts.
So, all right, let's go ahead and jump into post pick of the week.
Post pick of the week.
Yay! All right. Today, it is Matt's turn.
All righty. So, I have a pleasant surprise for somebody that is in our chat channel right now. I picked a photo from the one and only Craig Ellis.
Woohoo!
Residing in beautiful, poisonous Australia. The photo I picked, he just posted a few days ago. It is called Investigator Beach.
Nice.
It's Haybro, South Australia. And this is basically a sunset photo over the beach. And just pretty much everything about it I like. I like the composition of it.
Yeah.
You're kind of looking You're looking down the beach, obviously to the west. There's footprints in the sand, so you got like some leading lines or like, you know, leading your eye into the photo. And the colors in this picture are just out of control.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally runs the gamut from like a reddish orange in the sand, to a nice golden yellow around the sun, to deep, deep blue in the sky, and a nice purple color in the clouds and in the water. And I was actually going to say that there's the only color that's not represented in this photo is green. Until I looked at it really closely, that's actually not true. There is, towards the left middle of the picture, there is a green sun flare. So literally, I think there's every color in the rainbow in this photo. And it's just a beautiful picture. And I kind of wish that I was there. I really want to go to the beach.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it's just it's a great shot. I mean, he even included the sun in the picture. And just the fact that it's not a blown out mess of craziness. It's just really well done. So this is a great, great photo.
Yeah. Okay, I got two questions. Now, you buttered up this image, but he has in there in parentheses, the dump. Yeah. So I'm like, wait. That's awesome. And the
you could see where he cloned out all the trash.
Oh yeah, probably.
No, I'm kidding.
the other question is if Australia is on the southern hemisphere, does the sun set in the west or in the east? I'm just kidding. Yeah. But you know, because everything's backwards in the southern hemisphere.
That's true.
Craig won't agree with that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe when you get below the equator, the Earth spins the opposite direction.
Oh, north becomes south and south becomes north. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, great image. Congratulations, Craig. If you want to be featured as post pick of the week, go on to Instagram and use the hashtag TinyShutter. And even if you don't want to, go and use hashtag TinyShutter. I'm just kidding. You will see tons of awesome images in there. Not only is our Facebook group getting some really awesome images, but the Instagram feed has really stepped up, and it is awesome. So if you haven't looked at it, haven't posted anything, please go there, check it out, and use that hashtag. Unfortunately, we are still getting some spammers, but thankfully it hasn't jumped up like I thought it was going to be. And it happens to be once in a blue moon, which I'm glad. But other than that, we have some awesome images in there. So... all right. Oh, well, this will be an interesting show. I have a lot of editing to do. If it sounds weird, I apologize. Skype decided to give us a run for its money, which it was free. So I don't know how that works out, but we apologize for that. It's really not our fault.
Well, you get what you pay for, right?
That's right. So, all right. Do you have anything else you want to bring up?
No, I think we covered it the best we could considering the circumstances today.
Nice. I have a clip that I'll play at the beginning of this, which goes like this.
Kowalski, what's our trajectory?
95% certain this will end in massive, flaming disaster.
And the other 5%?
Irrelevant, sir.
Oh, so, all right. Let's go ahead and end this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
That was Skype. Matt, tell us where people can find you.
You can check me out on Twitter, Instagram, and I am at M Hoffman Photo.
Awesome. You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira, and you can find the show notes, the audio, links to Facebook and YouTube by going to tinyshutter.com. If you want to listen to us live, go there and click the live link, and it'll take you to our Mixlr page. Join the chat room. Listen to us crash and burn as Skype decides to crash and burn. And jump in and throw your 2 cents in there. So we want to hear from you guys. And like I said, a lot of the stuff that we've been seeing in Facebook has been awesome. So we want to encourage more of that. And yeah, so think of ideas for us to do for our challenge, and let us know there. We'll have links, and we'll have a thread going on Facebook. And, you know, sometimes you may not know it, but you may have an awesome idea that we'll end up doing. And so don't hesitate to say something or join in. I think for a lot of people, they tend to sit back and just kind of listen and go, well, nobody will listen to me or see what I post. But it's just the opposite. Whatever you're thinking, it's the opposite. Just remember that. So,
so if you're thinking you're hot stuff, just remember it's the opposite.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I'm kidding.
So, all right. Well, good show, Matt.
All right. Thank you, Joe. You too.
All right. And we will see you guys later.
Get out, boys. I'm going to RUNNOFT.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
All right.